least mine as an English learner is my weakness.
All the stuff is on the
then
guy.
I'm taking one thing off your shoulder.
Are you okay? do you need to be let out? do you need a wee? You need to go out for a walk.
你说我是狗狗吗？
小伙伴们，欢迎来到唠嗑。
呀，你忘记了怎
么
开头？Hello, friends. Welcome to Talk Ya.
Welcome back. Or is
we
it
are back.
Yeah, we are back.
Welcome
not welcome back. Welcome back to listening to our voices, right?
Because
we are back.
我们回来啦。对的，是的，没有听错，我们真的回来了。
Thank you for waiting.
对。
And being patient.
漫长的等待。
Here is our episode.For today, we were originally going to talk about why we were off, what we were doing,
whilst
not recording.
We were trying to record a whole episode of excuses why we didn't upload.
Yeah, but it turned out to be an episode more about
learning
languages, both English and Chinese, and some difficulties.
And based on our own experiences. Yeah.
So have fun listening. Enjoy.
Have fun. Bye. Not what? Bye.
Bye.
So audience, friends, we got new devices. We upgraded our device.
New equipment.
Yeah. New equipment.
Upgrades.
It's supposed to be an upgrade.
It is an upgrade.
Yeah. And
it's a very significant upgrade.
We've been spending like a month, right? Like a month to come up with a whole new set of equipment and another 1 week or 2 weeks to figure out how does the hardware work with the software.
Yeah.
And then another week to figure out all the voice settings. And I even got a new headphone for this, although I was never a headphone person.
Really? Why?
Because earbuds are so light and trendy. Yeah, and it's heavy.
Oh yeah, your head can't take heavy things.
Especially with now with
women. That's why your brain is so light.
Do you know how small women purses are nowadays? It literally can only have one lipstick in it.
I mean, in China's mainland, there are no purses or wallets anywhere.
Exactly.
Anywhere.
Then
it's all on my phone.
If I'm wearing a headphone, how am I gonna carry around?
You wear a bag.
Nobody
satchel.
Wear a bag now. You just have a tiny purse.
Nobody wears a bag. That is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. Every day in... You
need to go shopping the mall and see how small are women's bags, purses.
You know why? Because all their boyfriends and their husbands are carrying their stuff for them. All the stuff is on the guy.
Then I'm taking one thing off your shoulder, which is
no,
a headphone.
No, you're putting more... Oh, well, yeah, okay, before.
但是现在我也是一个有叫什么罩耳式耳机。
Oh,
like the over-ear headphone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called over-ear headphones?
Over-ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can have like one ear. One ear?
Like the office ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, 就是开公司开会的时候那种带麦的那种 the mic one that kind of poking in front of
it's
you.
More like the placement of the pads on
what
your
pads?
Ear the pads the soft bit here.
Oh, we our audience cannot see what you see, so
yes, that's why I'm describing it. So the leather material surrounding your ear, your
you
ears
mean on a headphone, right?
On headphones, yeah,
yeah,
instead
on headphones.
Of around the ear, they would be on the ear.
That's yeah. I do have that in office, and it's not comfortable when you wear earrings.
Oh,
it's painful, man.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't
that.
Know. So basically, for the first 5 minutes, you feel fine, and for the second half of the meeting, just like super painful on the earring area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never had that experience.
So yeah, this is a new use case for you.
Okay, use case. I think you're being a bit too corporate, you know, like saying like as is, to be,
but a use case. We are corporate people.
Yeah, but there's a limit. Like you can just be a bit more like
sometimes
casual.
When you are educated, like you are immersed in the corporate lingo, it's actually quite efficient.
I understand so that. That doesn't mean that you have to like
enjoying the like efficiency.
Whip it out every occasion.
I whip it out because I'm sure that you understand.
Okay.
But I don't whip it out in front of anybody. So you're privileged.
I'm glad you don't whip it out in front of everybody. I also don't whip it out in front of everybody.
我觉得你要跟我们的观众解释一下 whip it out 为什么你笑了
Well, you can say whip it out. Whip it out 什么意思？你解释。拿出来。
拿出来，好像比如说 I can think of a horse. What's good to call it? Choo, choo.
Oh, like a whip.
Yeah, like a whip, right? Like a 马鞭，对吧？When you ride a horse, you have this whip. And then it's like, you whip it out. Whoosh!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good...
对
yeah, yeah. Or like a belt.
对对对对
yeah, yeah. But I think, so I guess in the UK, you can, as a joke, you can be like, whip out your...
哦、oh, 就是
那个鸡鸡
这个好像不能过审 Let's see.
Anyway.
你可以说是那个男性的那个部分。
哦、Anyway, we'll...This is the first time we're doing an episode in how long? Like a year?
Our last episode was August last year, 2023.
Oh, that's quite recent.
Because I edited a very old piece. Okay. It was like the top three in our channel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, since then... Are you okay? do you need to be let out? Do you need a wee? You need to go out for a walk?
你说我是狗狗吗？没有，我是在模拟你说那个
I know,
alert
I know,
for editing.
I know what you're trying to do. since that last episode, we had something come through our letterbox, didn't we? We received.
Oh, 对，我们收到了有一个播客平台小宇宙的一个奖杯。We received a recognized, we can call it trophy.
Like an award.
Award from a podcast platform in China called Little Universe, 小宇宙。
小宇宙。
That recognize our channel talk here.Has more than 10,000 followers.
Ooh. Oh my god.
对，小宇宙平台送了我们一个奖杯，庆祝我们的订阅者超过一万。
I guess first of all, thank you to everybody.
Thank you so much for
listening,
not unfollowing, and
following us.
And supporting every time we upload after a very long while.
Yeah, continuing to listen
yeah.
to us talk
yeah.
about rubbish stuff.
Yeah, and sending a lot of love and yeah. good comments.
We hope that with this new equipment, with this upgrade, we'll be more motivated.
Yeah, this set of new equipment is our commitment to...
Oh, yeah.
To...give back
to recording more episodes,
more high quality episodes.
I hope yeah. they do come out as higher quality. So thank you for listening to us. I guess we were on a bit of a break, a bit of a, they call it hiatus.
We were.
Hiatus.
What's hiatus?
Hiatus. H-I-A-T-U-S. It's like a break.
H-I-A-T-U-S. Okay, talking about spelling...It's really slow for me to interpret spelling or visualize the spelling just from listening.
Oh.
So when you were spelling out to me vowel voice, I have to, you know, write in the air raise my hand in the air, raise my finger in the air to write it out.
But can you not think in the alphabet?
I cannot. I think it's the, at least my, as an English learner, is my weakness. I don't know if when you learn Chinese, do you have that weakness?
That's why I need, because I'm a visual learner, right?
Mm.
So that's why if I hear you say a word, I need to look it up to see
exactly
what the character.
I'm also
visual
learner.
But the character, like the pianpang, the radicals and the strokes in Chinese are the equivalent of the alphabet in English.
Yeah.
So, but you only have like 26, 20, however many, 20 something letters in the alphabet to remember.
So if
I say hiatus, well, okay, are you saying when I say it to you, it's hard for you to break it down, or it's hard for you to visualize the words?
Hard for me to combine them as a word, I guess. Like,
you mean if I break it down?
It's hard. It takes me very long to visualize in my head. H is H, I is I, and then link them together as a word.
What do you mean H is H, I
like,
is I?
You said H I A H U S, right?
T-U-S.
So when you say that, some people can do like real-time spelling in their head and visualize it, right?
Yeah.
But it takes me, I think, 5 seconds for every letter to visualize in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. And every time I ask people, like a native English speaker, how to spell it, actually, every time I ask this question, I regret.
Because
when it's spelled to me,
but then you can.
It takes me so long to really.
You can give yourself time to visualize it by doing what you just did, like H-I, and you repeat what they say.
Sometimes, even if I repeat, it doesn't really register in my head. Oh, register is a word. Register.
Yeah. Register is a word.
Yeah, do you? I think it's a really good word that I don't know how to really direct translate to Chinese.
登记
is like register form, not register in the head.
Oh.
应该是听进去, 可能是叫听进去吧.
记住,
或者是理解. 记住和理解. Yeah, I think register using as 记住和理解 is a quite interesting use.
Do you think our listeners can tell that my 中文能够进步吗?
你可以
Can I say that to myself?
你这样
about myself?
这样问的话 肯定就会有人在评论区说你夸你啊 You're just fishing for compliments.
Maybe I am.
Yeah. So I'd like to know if
anybody
any audience has this difficulty in visualizing and registering spelling from just listening.
It just sounds
not,
like you're
rather
a bit
than
slow.
Seeing it. Okay. Okay. So in reverse, if I spell a 偏旁部首 of a Chinese character to you by words, can you visualize it in your head?
Sure.
比如说秋天的秋是左偏旁是一个禾字，然后部首是一个火字。So you visualize it?
因为左边是那个禾字旁，然后右边是那个火。So this because I know the 禾,
I don't know,
I know
this,
the 禾,
maybe this is
I just
some,
put them together.
This is some reading comprehension issue for me. You know, everybody has their neurodiversity.
Well, I mean, I would say that you don't like read or write enough, but you do read and write enough. Like you read.
I read social media.
No, but like even at work, right? You're reading,
yeah,
writing
every day,
like notes and taking notes
and numbers also. one of my shortage.
Numbers in Chinese are so annoying.
Numbers in English are so annoying. Because the break
is different.
It's different, right?
The denomination.
中文是一万两万, and English is thousands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 digits.
But it's every thousand. But you have like 10,000 and then like 1,000. Like, and then you have to go off the...
Yeah, then isn't that easier? Because
no.
In English, you only break every 3 digits. So it takes you super long to finish a very big number.
But you know where the line is. You know where the border is.
For me, it's just messing up my whole math education.
Like there's like 一万, right? 一万 in English would be like 10,000, and you have that very clear break. You have the 1,000.
Isn't 一万 so fast? And in messaging, like in texting, you can just say 1W, 一万.
Okay. But I'm talking more about like consistency and simplification.
I actually heard a research says Chinese are better at math normally because it's faster to count in Chinese. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, finished. In English, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
But Chinese works in like every word is just one syllable.
Yeah. So when you calculate a very big number, when you think in English, you need longer to finish your thinking.
Yeah, but that's not about the number system. That's just about like
the language.
The language in
general. Yeah. I am talking about language.
So we through my own Chinese language learning journey process. Recently, one of the suggestions to me was, in English, every statement is a very long statement. It's a very complicated thing.
对，英文就是什么一整句话有三段话可以. Like that's exactly how like comprehension test in English class
used to be.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, we give you a whole passage, it's actually only one sentence.
Yeah. But then, 我中文老师跟我说,
so Chinese,
一句话,
yeah. Chinese sentences are shorter.
Do.
And imagine the modern Chinese, like 白话,
are already
like spoken mass Mandarin compared to like ancient.
Oh, you
Asian
mean like
Chinese.
On social media and online?
It's more like
general.
Post Qing Dynasty versus before Qing Dynasty. They already simplify Chinese language by using more vocabularies in one sentence. Like in the old Asian Chinese writing, the sentences are super short, like poems.
Oh.
Like 4 characters can already mean a sentence.
Oh.
So that's like those elite class trying to...
Does that mean the so-called smarter you are, the shorter... Well, that's Cheng Yu,
right? In the ancient Chinese, they just... The ancient Chinese are quite succinct.
Mm.
Like poems, really short.
Then you should aim. Then should I aim to be more and more succinct?
No need. So there's a movement. It's a movement called 白话运动 that they already democratized writing by allowing like spoken language be used in writing, like. In the past, you cannot write things like 我吃饭了.
Oh.
You cannot write like that. It's not like literal or something.
Oh.
You can only use like very written Asian Chinese way to write.
But that's like Cantonese. Like Guangdonghua, like you don't talk in the same way that you write.
That's a different story. Yeah, that's a different story. And then there's a movement called Baihua Yundong. They allow you to write in the way how you speak.
Oh, so that wasn't allowed before?
That wasn't recognized as literature or something.
Oh.
That was just like, oh, that's just rubbish. Oh,
oh.
It's not going to be classified as literature.
If you put out, so with, there were no like books which the, had this Baihua.
Yeah, so oh. Before that Baihua Yundong, all the novels, books, they were written really Asian, succinct Chinese, like Journey to the West, COG, The Red Chamber, Hong Lo Meng, 还有那个 Liao Zhai, the Chinese ghost stories. If you read them, you don't really understand them because they're so succinct. You need to learn another language called 文言文 or 古文. It's like you don't necessarily understand Shakespeare.
Yeah.
If you don't learn certain words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. But Shakespeare is so old.
Yeah, they're really old too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With these new episodes, I think we still wanted to recap like what happened on our hiatus. You remember we started off speaking about hiatus.
I feel this episode is about language learning now.
Yeah, I know,
which
it kind of spun off. So I guess today I think we originally planned to talk a little bit about what we did during the break.
On our hiatus.
But then it kind of span off into language learning.
Oops.
Both for English and Chinese.
Thanks to my spelling incapability.
Pingxie无能. Weakness. No, not weakness. Development point.
Now development point.
Now
okay.
We're bringing back the
even better
language.
Eve.
Yeah.
So corporate. 这个是我们就是在那种企业里面会避免用缺点、弱点、不足这种词. Well, in the corporate world, we'll try to avoid weakness,
negative
shortcoming.
Words.
We will use even better if. 如果你有这些的话会更好. Or development area. 还有进步的空间.
Do you want to say a little something to the fans who stuck with us even though we weren't uploading? Like, thank you for sticking around and...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you for sticking around. I know we didn't... We wanted to upload. We wanted to record whilst we were on a break, but honestly, it was so busy. You guys will have no idea. We'll tell you everything, but it's like, so busy.
Yeah, good busy.
A good busy, like a lot happened, a lot of good things happened. But anyway, we'll tell everything later on. But thank you for sticking around, and thank you for following, and liking, and subscribing, and sharing, and commenting.
对，谢谢还在坚持。 听Talkia的听众们、朋友们，小伙伴们，我们不是最敬业的博主，但是我们今年真的有决心要上载多一些我们的内容。今年我们也升级了我们的设备，希望能够给大家带来更高质量的播客。谢谢大家。 一直以来的支持，耐心等待，感谢你们订阅我们的频道，点赞、分享，还有评论。I
have another thing to say.
新年快乐！Oh, then we better edit it out very quickly before it becomes like I don't know, 清明节.
That's okay. That's okay.
对，我们是在春节。 相当于春节刚过完的这个时间录制的，所以希望大家龙年行大运。
All right, thank you for listening.
Thank you.